Hello, hello, guys. So today we're going to be talking about finding your business leaders, okay? So this is definitely one that's more network marketing, direct sales based versus business in general. But there's some things that could be applied either way, especially if you're a business that does employ others or whatever. So here's the thing, all right? So we're going to start off with too many of the people running the team, and I don't even like that term, but that's the best way like I can verbalize it. So the top person on the team, the one in charge, and I don't necessarily mean like they have the best numbers, they have whatever, but it's the person that everyone signed up under, okay? So like for me, there's me, and then I have my team underneath me, right? That makes sense. Too many times those people up there look at their team and they go all in on one single person because they see something. They either like see some type of potential, they see that they are, I don't know, whatever it is, right? But or they just vibe with that person better, or I don't know, whatever it is, but they tend to go all in on one person when they have four or five other people sitting there also looking for that leadership, right? So you go all in on this one person because you see some type of potential in them, or you have whatever feeling it is, but then you're letting these other members who trusted you to guide them down. You're letting them sit there and rot, and then they end up like those could be your top dogs. But you put all your bucks into this one person. And I've been there before. I've done this. I won't even lie to you. I have went all in on a couple people, and there's other ones that sat there and were like, hey, hi, hello, I'm here. And the ones that I was all in on and like super excited about, and I was like, oh, they're going to kill this, they're not even around anymore. But the ones that we're just kind of like, you know, like half raising their hand, like, hi, I'm here. How's it going? Like, they're the ones still around, still charging, still trying, and still working, and still building, and doing all the things. So sometimes we go all in on this one single person, and you're letting down all these others that have decided to give you a chance to lead them, that trusted you with their journey and their business, and trusted that you were going to show up for them like you are this other person. And to be honest, from my experience, it's those people that end up being the ones that get shit done, okay? Sorry about the yawn. I'm human. It is what it is. All right. So the second thing is that you tend to be focusing too hard on what numbers in your office, back office, your account, whatever, are being pulled, instead of paying attention to those that are doing the actions, that are showing up to the trainings, that are responding when you ask questions, that are volunteering to help with a program you have running or whatever it is. Instead of looking and seeing who is there willing to do the work, willing to show up, willing to give it their all, you're looking at who's pulling the most sales that month, or who has the biggest numbers that month, or whatever it is. And I don't, like, I'm just going to put it this way. Just because they have numbers in the back office does not make them a leader. That just means they can sell shit. That does not mean that they have the ability to be a leader. Okay? You need to look at those that are willing to show up on the bad days, those that are consistently showing up, the people that are pushing through, even when they, especially when they aren't getting the sales. Like those people still willing to show up and do the work and stick to it when they aren't getting the sales, those are your fucking gold mines. Because then when they are and they do bloom and they do hit those moments where they're really like, they're building and they're getting things done, those are the ones that are going to bloom and blossom into your biggest leaders, okay? So numbers do not make you a leader. Look at their actions. and then genuinely caring about people. My strongest leaders are not people who started out as influencers, are not people who just were top dogs or had a big social media or even like necessarily knew how to run a social media. They're just regular people, just like me when I started. I was just a regular person. I'm just a mom that needed something different in life. And I learned, I grew, I adapted, I built. And that's where my top leaders are coming from. My top leaders aren't some crazy social media influencer that had already had a big following or anything before. They're just average, everyday human beings that just genuinely care about living life, building a life that they want, and they care about other people, okay? And then the next one is that you keep people around by caring about them. So how many of your recruits, I don't even like calling them recruits because I feel like that just, I don't know. I just don't like that word, but I'm going to have to use it here because it's just the best way to, you know, verbally talk about what we're talking about. But these people that trusted you, the best way to keep them around in the long haul is by caring about them. Not by signing them up, telling them, all right, let's go, and then whatever. You have to genuinely care about them because they are fucking human beings. They are not a paycheck for you. They are not sales for you. They are humans that are trying to change their life. And if you want to build a big, strong team, you have to genuinely care about people because people aren't going to stick around where they're not cared about. All right. And then the last thing for you is a little gut check here. If you want your leaders to show up a certain way, you need to think, are you showing up that way? Are you showing them how? Are you leading from the front and being the example? Because gut check for me, I definitely had a slope down in business because I just stopped doing the things, okay? Like, I stopped. And guess what happened? I stopped going live. I stopped doing podcasts. I stopped really just putting value, heart, and content out there that could help others. And guess what my team started doing? They stopped going live. They stopped showing up for trainings. They stopped. Because if, like, they're looking at me to guide them, and if I'm not doing it, why should they do it? Right? Like, you, if you want to build those leaders, you have to be doing it first. You can't expect others to do what you're not willing to do. All right? So gut check yourself and figure out if you're leading them from the front. And then really gut check yourself and seeing if you are spending all your time on one single person while there's others literally screaming for your name that have massive potential to be your next top leader. All right? So I love and appreciate you guys. If you got some value from this, definitely share it over on Instagram and tag me. It's at Leslie_Vivian_. So at Leslie_VivienNE_. All right. Love and appreciate you guys. And I will talk to you later.